All the good deeds and bad deeds of man would be recorded in the scroll of deeds, and even the smallest act would not be missed. In the hereafter, the actual good and bad deeds of man would be presented before him and he would observe them. Imam Ali alayhi salam said in short, man would see his wealth, children and deeds in the hereafter. He addresses his wealth and says, I put myself into great hardships for your sake and was greedy. What help can you render to me today? His wealth would reply, take your burial shroud from me. Then he would address his children, I had been fond of you and throughout my life, I took good care of you. What help can you render to me today? They would reply, we would give you a proper burial. Then he would ask his deeds, I was shortcoming in observing you, and you were difficult for me. What will you do about me? His deeds would reply, I would be there for you in the grave and on judgment day, till you are presented before your Lord. Thus, if he is a believer, a fragrant, handsome and well-dressed person would appear. The dead man would ask, who are you? He replies, I am your good deeds. I have come from the world, and I would accompany you to paradise. Therefore, true and false beliefs, good and bad morals are present in the inner self of man in this world also. But due to the worldly preoccupations, he is unaware of their existence. But in Qiyamah, when the curtain would be removed from his conscience, he would find all of them with himself. Thereafter, a scale would be established in order to weigh the good and the bad deeds of the people. The Quran says, and we will set up a just balance on the day of resurrection, so no soul shall be dealt with unjustly in the least. Question: can prayer, fasting, sincerity, piety, faith, truthfulness, trustworthiness be weighed on a worldly balance or scale? Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam replied to this question and said, no. Since deeds have no body, that which would be weighed in the balance would be its quality. Then what is the meaning of the balance? Some have said it is the balance of deeds in the reflection of the deeds of the prophets and the imams alayhum as-salam. All beliefs, acts, morals and traits of character can be judged on their criterion. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam said in the interpretation of the verse, we will set up a just balance on the day of resurrection. They are the prophets and their successors. Therefore, the holy beings of prophets and their infallible successors can be interpreted as the balance to weigh the deeds of the people of the community. The heaviness and lightness of the pan of balance is obtained in this world through beliefs, morals and character. One with correct beliefs, strong faith, good morals, good deeds, and worship through sincerity and good intention will make his soul illuminate and his pan of his deeds heavier. On the other hand, false beliefs, morals and evil deeds make the soul dark and terrifying. The pan of his humanity becomes light.